And this news update is being brought to you by McKenzie Jewelers, your full-service jeweler for over 38 years, as well as Ortis Ford and Bad Axe. For your best deal and award-winning service, shop Ortis Ford and Bad Axe. Good morning from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Russ Cervantes with a look at this hour's news. In Huron County Circuit Court before Judge Prill, there was a petition to set aside the conviction for Sarah Mason, and that case was heard. However, Mason did not appear for the scheduled 11 a.m. hearing. The court noted that the conviction appears to be a 257 matter, and prosecutor Tim Rakowski stated that based on the conviction, Mason would likely not qualify to have it set aside. The judge concurred, and the motion to dismiss the petition was granted. A bench warrant for Tricia Laverne Ventline was recalled in Huron County Circuit Court by Judge Prill. Ventline failed to appear for an expedited sentence review hearing scheduled for April the 13th. Her attorneys stated Ventline had no knowledge of the hearing, citing no communication from her lawyer or mail. However, prosecution noted the probation agent, Alexander, had verbally informed Ventline and provided a sticky note regarding the April 13th date. Ventline's attorney also mentioned her client's mental health issues, asserting the missed appearance was an oversight, not an attempt to flee, as Ventline has resided at the same Port Austin Road address for over 2 years. The court rescheduled the hearing for next Monday, April 27th at 10 a.m., and issued a $3,500 personal recognizance bond with standard conditions. Written notice of the new court date was provided. And Michigan lawmakers are weighing new legislation aimed at slowing the pace of utility rate increases across the state. At a committee hearing in Lansing, officials reviewed a proposal that would limit how often utility companies can raise rates from once a year to once every 3 years. Supporters say the change would give residents more predictability as energy costs continue to climb. Some Michigan customers report sharp increases in their monthly bills in the recent years, with lawmakers noting that more than $1 billion in electric rate hikes have been approved over the last 5 years. Under the current system, utility providers can file for rate adjustments annually, with final decisions made by the Michigan Public Service Commission. The proposed bill would stretch that timeline with the goal of improving transparency and easing the burden on households. Residents who spoke on the issue said they're not opposed to paying higher costs when it's necessary, but want more notice and consistency so they can plan ahead. Utility companies, however, are raising concerns. Consumers Energy says limiting rate cases could delay investments in infrastructure and potentially impact service reliability over time. The legislation remains in the early stages, and more discussions are expected as lawmakers work toward a version that could advance in the state legislature. And we'll return right after this word from our sponsor.
Spring into a new ride at Ortis. Take advantage of these sunshine deals before it's too late. Whether you're looking at buying or leasing, Ortis has a deal for you. How about a new Ford Mustang? Convertible. With heated and cooled leather seats, heated steering wheel, remote start, 19-inch polished aluminum wheels, premium audio, and adaptive cruise control as low as $42,940. Lease a 2026 Ford Bronco Sport Big Bend 4x4 for 4 years for only $388 per month. Lease a 2026 Explorer Active 4x4 for 3 years for only $437 per month. Lease a 2026 F-150 XLT Crew Cab 4x4 Black Package for 3 years for only $455 per month. In stock are several different Ford Mavericks, including both Hybrid and EcoBoost in various different colors. Current offers end April 30th. Payments are for AZ Plan customers with 10,500 miles per year and 2,000 due at signing. No security deposit is required. Payments include factory rebates for trade assist, renewal, and plan cash where applicable.
And we have one obituary for you today. Stephen Michael Gwizdala, age 65, of Ubley, passed away April 13th at McLaren Thumb Region in Bad Axe. He was born September 17th, 1960 in Bad Axe, and Stephen Gwizdala and Patty Kincaid were married October 20th, 1984 in Deckerville. He is survived by his wife, Patty, his two sons, Michael, Ryan, their one daughter, Justine. A memorial service will be held Saturday, April 25th at 11 a.m. at the Ubley Fox Hunters Club. Visitation will be from 10 a.m. until time of service and will resume after the funeral luncheon until 4 p.m. Memorials may be given to the family or the donor's choice, and arrangements have been entrusted to the Ramsey Funeral Home of Harbor Beach. You can share your condolences with the family at RamseyFH.com.
Hey, Thumb area! Stay connected with ThumbNet.net, your one-stop shop for the latest community events. Our community calendar has everything from festivals to events of all sorts. Need the weather forecast? We've got you covered. Plus, catch up on local, national, and international news all in one place. Remember to check out the local coupon page for great savings at your favorite local businesses. Stay informed, save money, and enjoy all that our community has to offer. Visit ThumbNet.net today. ThumbNet.net, your local resource for news, weather, events, and much more.
Looking to save big at your favorite local businesses? ThumbNet has you covered. Check out our exclusive coupon deals featuring amazing discounts from Ace Hardware of Bad Axe, Seaboyne Ace Hardware, Brown's Marketplace of Harbor Beach, Deckerville, and Sandusky, Caseville Family Market, and Ashley Home Store of Bad Axe. Whether you're craving a meal, shopping for gifts, or needing a service, you'll find incredible savings on ThumbNet.net. Visit ThumbNet.net today and start saving. ThumbNet.net, your connection to local savings.
And we're back with a look at more news. The city of Spokane is gearing up to host the Egyptian national team and global icon Mohamed Salah during the 2026 World Cup. Local law enforcement is implementing new security measures, including AI-powered drones and advanced physical barriers, to manage the expected crowds. The arrival of the Egyptian king has sparked a surge in the local tourism and infrastructure improvements. The city's efforts are part of a broader national preparation as several U.S. cities host various international delegations. And British Prime Minister Keir Starmer is facing a legislative crisis after a former official alleged that political pressure was used to approve Peter Mandelson as the ambassador to the U.S. The official claimed that security concerns were bypassed to expedite the appointment. The House of Commons Foreign Affairs Committee heard testimony today regarding the atmosphere of pressure within the government. Opposition leaders have called for a full independent inquiry into the vetting process. And that's been a look at your news for this hour, brought to you by McKenzie Jewelers, your full-service jeweler for over 38 years. And by Ortis Ford in Bad Axe, for your best deal and award-winning service, shop Ortis Ford in Bad Axe.
This is Kent McKenzie from McKenzie Jewelers in Bad Axe. As the season changes, it's a perfect time for a little spring cleaning, and that includes your jewelry. Does your collection need a fresh shine? At McKenzie Jewelers, we offer professional cleaning to make your pieces sparkle like new. But it's not just about cleaning, it's about renewal. Maybe you have some older jewelry that no longer suits your style. Why not give it a second life? We offer special consultations to help redesign your existing pieces into something beautiful and new. Whether it's a ring, necklace, or bracelet, we'll work with you to create a one-of-a-kind treasure that reflects your unique taste. And here's the best part. When you shop and redesign locally, you're not just supporting a small business, you're also helping boost our local economy. Visit McKenzie Jewelers on the north side of Bad Axe today. Let us be part of your spring cleaning and special moments.
If you don't know diamonds, know your jeweler. That's McKenzie Jewelers on the north side of Bad Axe.
McKenzie Jewelers of Bad Axe, proud to have served our friends and community for over 40 years.
While you're shopping at the north side of Bad Axe, don't forget to stop by McKenzie Jewelers and Ashley Home Store.
And that's been a look at your news for this hour. From the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, I'm Russ Cervantes.